When Maplelight was playing in the pub, me well know well, I met a girl from
in an anarchist dwelling, so humble and so mean. Oh, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. And while busy making fuses and filling cans with nails, the little Slavic children set up this mournful wheel.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Sister Jenny, she came back and stood by her mother's side. Her little eyes were shining with a sort of girlish pride. She said, oh, tell me, mother, don't you think that I did well?
Well, yes, you did, and bless you, child, you blew them all to pieces.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
Hello and welcome in to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, an award-winning anti-fascist program coming to you from 93.9 FM CICK, Smithers Community Radio. This show is recorded and broadcast on the unceded traditional territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples. We are also sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can find the great works that they are doing on Facebook. You can also hear this show on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, and 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. You can stay up on what is happening with the show and everything else that I get up to over on www.themarsh.ca. You can also send me music or stories or thoughts and feelings to syrupmoose records@gmail.com. FAFO1312.
Sitting next to you is in some ways a cheating of an elephant. No matter how friendly or even temporary it may be, all of that, but one is affected by every shift and run.
Thank you.
51st State by Pseudoscorp from over on the East Coast. Welcome to this episode of Syrup Moose Radio for the week of March 9th, 2026. It's been a minute since I've chatted. Last week we just did a mixtape, and the week before that I took some time off. We lost our eldest cat on near the end of February there, and so it was hard for a minute to feel super motivated to do this show. So and we still feel it, but I'm back. So I hope you're all doing very, very well. If you're new here, you can check out more about this show by going to themarsh.ca. You can email your music, thoughts, feelings, questions, concerns, whatever, to syrupmooserecords@gmail.com. I've got a ton of music, both Canadian and elsewhere, to listen to today. I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. There were some songs last week that I really wanted to, that I had hoped to talk about a bit, but I just didn't, because I didn't do any talking last week. But in particular, Can I Have You For Myself, the first song I played last week, is probably one of my favorite songs of the year so far, by Injury Reserve, and, oh no, the other name is escaping me, but if, Can I Have You For Myself, from the new Injury Reserve thing is unbelievable, and you need to go hear it, because it's stunning. I haven't 100% decided what we're going to talk about today, but I'm sure we will have to do some catching up because, as we all know, the world is a nightmare, and we're all handling it as best we can. If you're in my neck of the woods, I hope you're doing all right with the wind that we've had. I know the power was out in Smithers yesterday. Not sure if it's back, but probably. We watched one of our neighbor's trees fall over last night. It was pretty intense in the wind. I don't like the wind. I don't know if anybody else feels really uncomfortable with the loud and gusting wind. Something about how unpredictable it is really freaks me out. So, you know, that's that. I imagine we're going to have to do a little bit of chatting about the war in Iran. And some other things. I have to refresh my own memory a little bit and see what's been going on, because as I sit down to record this, I've been kind of avoiding it a little bit. I've been playing this morning Fortnite and Indica, so I'm just trying to do other things, I guess. Anyway, feel free, like I said, send me your music, send me your stories that you think are interesting and want my take on. Send me your questions and feelings, whatever. syrupmooserecords@gmail.com for all of that stuff. I want to hear from you. It would be great to hear from you. You can also, if you like it, if you prefer it, follow me on Instagram. It's themarsh.ca on Instagram. So, all right. We're going to all take a collective breath, and we're going to check out this song by Golly. It is it's called Done With It, and we're gonna come back when this song is over. This one, a Canadian artist who I tracked down just going through new releases on Bandcamp this morning. So Dolly, Done With It, enjoy it. We'll be back.
I've been looking at the clouds today, trying to figure out just what they say. I've been trying to read between the lines, but I'm getting tangled in your vines. I've been waving at a passing train, while I'm trying to comb a lion's mane. Contemplating what the hell I am, you're the lion, maybe I'm the lamb. I've been making up a brand new list, then I ball it up in my fist. Angle straight from surfing sand, and I want everybody. There's a little place I wanna go, I'm a secret wall in Mexico. Little umbrellas, togas too, there's really nothing else that I wanna do. You're the definition of a night out,
lots of bird names. Riding up the street on a bike with no tires. Sparks from the steel rim starting fires. They cut the asphalt and you take it home. You ride a unicycle but you don't use a comb.
And I think that you're just done with it.
That you're done with it.
I think that you're just done.
Golly, done with it. Brand new one from them. And they were new to me, so if they're new to you, I hope you enjoyed it. All right, so I want to talk for a second here about, it's sort of tangentially related to the war in Iran, which, if you did not know, we are again at war. Well, the U.S. and Israel have started a war in Iran. And I only imagine it's only a matter of time before we end up swept into it in one way or another. But what I want to talk about actually is related to something else, and that is relating to the way that the news has been covering things like this this year. I'm sure it's been happening constantly, but I've noticed it a lot this year in the things that I'm being fed by whatever algorithm you prefer. So I'm going to start with one back in, you might remember here back in February, cartel violence broke out in Mexico, and really horrible, horrific and terrifying stuff going on in Mexico. And one of the headlines that I read from that was, and this is a quote from the Associated Press, said, "Traveling to Mexico? Here's what you need to know following cartel violence outbreak." And the photo is a soldier standing sort of out of focus in the foreground and a burned out bus in the background. Now, my immediate reaction to that was, don't travel to Mexico during cartel violence. And I think that the fact that people were upset that their travel plans had been canceled really shows how completely disconnected we are from things that are happening in other countries. And the fact that the travel news section of the Associated Press essentially wrote what looked like a dystopian satire news piece. And I, you know, saw online people were, you know, people complained about their flights being canceled. But there's, massive gang violence overtaking huge sections of a country. Maybe your trip is no longer the most important thing that's happening, right? That's just me. And then recently in the Canadian press, I read this headline, and again, this is a real headline, and I understand that we're kind of in this position of, we don't read the stories, we just read the headlines, but in these cases, I think the headlines are really interesting and really telling, in the way that Canadians are prioritizing and understanding things that are happening in other countries. So, again, Canadian press said, 7 ways the war in Iran could affect Canadians, from grocery costs to terrorism. So, again, you have this, like, numbered list format. You have a complete detachment from what is happening and what it means. The fact that grocery costs and terrorism are on a list together really shows you again, like, and it's these kind of, I almost want to say that they're like BuzzFeed style headlines. And I wonder what the hell is going on with everybody. We are in a deeply tumultuous era around the world right now. And we keep trying to softball it and make it more digestible and easier and whatever. But I think we should feel some anxiety and some angst about this. You know, I've seen the conversations about Tumblr Ridge virtually disappear in the media. Aside from some mentions of ChatGPT being in trouble or something, I don't care about ChatGPT. But, you know, we've moved on to the next terrible thing. And we continue to trivialize the next terrible thing. 7 ways the Iran war could affect Canadians, from grocery costs to terrorism. Not, here's what's happening in Iran and the impact that it's having on the people there. And here's what the U.S. has done by doing this. And, you know, I guess part of the issue is the quote-unquote 24-hour news cycle, where everything has to be reported and constantly, we have to be constantly putting out new content. But I have to wonder, if you, journalists out there, are you proud of this? Is this the kind of work that you feel is, you know, meaningful? And again, I haven't gotten into the content of these articles, because based on that initial descriptor, we're so clearly prioritizing the wrong thing. How will these major, meaningful, tragic events impact us? Even if they won't, we shouldn't want them to be happening. We should not want war to be happening. We should not want cartel violence to be happening. We should not want shootings to be happening, but we're so single-minded in the way that we want to know what the consequence for us will be, when most of you won't feel it. And if you are somebody who had to cancel or change travel plans during cartel violence in Mexico, I do not feel bad for you. And no one should feel bad for you. This is the same thing of people who traveled to Hawaii after they had devastating fires, or who were angry that they couldn't travel during COVID. It's that same level of selfish, self-interest, individual prioritization. And I just don't get it. So that's the first thing that I wanted to share this week, is my thoughts on that. And it makes me wonder where the, like, journalists are, because that doesn't feel like journalism to me. But what do I know, right? Anyway, we're going to go on ahead with some more music. This one from an act called Goma that I'd never heard of before. Kind of a nasty metal punk band from here in Canada. The song is called Don't Have a Cowman, Bart Simpson. So we're going to get into that. And I guess when we come back, we'll talk about daylight savings, because it's over forever and we should all have a party. I guess we just talked about it. I don't know if there's any more to say. Anyway, here is Goma, Don't Have a Cowman, Bart Simpson. And you are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Goma, Don't Have a Cow Man, Bart Simpson. Another very cool find in my search for new stuff on Bandcamp from Canada. That's been my kind of go-to place, finding out what's coming out in the last few days or last week or so. And that's one of them that I found. So I strongly recommend going and checking out the interesting stuff that's happening on Bandcamp. All right, let's do it quickly, very quickly. The other week ago or so, BC government decided to finally put an end to daylight savings, which means the clocks moved forward last night and will never have to move forward again or backwards again. It will just be the time that it is. And I am thrilled about it. I was shocked to hear that they've been sort of sitting on this decision for like 7 years, trying to make sure everything lined up with the U.S. But since we've decided that we're not best friends anymore, they are just going to go ahead and do it. So, you know, I mean, there's whatever. I have very little commentary on this other than it is good that it has happened because it was stupid that we still did it. And that's that. That's this segment is over. I hope you're adjusting. All right. I know it's kind of the worst part about it, I will say, is that we lost an hour and lose it forever, essentially. So other than that, I don't care at all. So, yeah, it is an objectively good thing that the government did in a time when the government is only showing its ass and being deeply incompetent. So I guess we'll call it a W. All right, we're going to check out this new one. This is Ghost 115 Breach with Gore Gods from a Warhammer-themed album that they just released. I dig it a lot, so I hope you do too. And once again, this is Sierra Moose Radio, and this is Ghost 115 Breach. Check it out.